This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
The Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in one of the great ones, Aditi Kankawala, joins us on the show. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. It's wonderful to speak to you, Aditi. Did you happen to see the story real quick? Did you see the story that was posted? It was late last night, so you might not have. I don't mean to put you in a bad spot, but I'm going to anyway. LeBron on
when
his...
When has that ever stopped you, right?
That's
to
true.
Quote our dear friend Lima.
LeBron on his show said that he thought about playing football back in 2011. Do you think LeBron could make it as a football player?
I do. I think he's a freakish athlete. I think he has freakish size. I'm guessing he can catch a football. I mean, I'm imagining that he's a tight end, right? Isn't that what you would see?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, I mean, he can catch a basketball. It's very different catching a football, but he's a freakish athlete. He's got a huge body. He's clearly very strong. He's got the will. I do think that do I think he could be a Hall of Famer? I'm not saying that, but I do indeed think that he could have played football.
Okay, Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, Didi, I mean, I hear a lot of the people, especially the people that hate LeBron for whatever reason, they say the flopping in the NBA, they say, how is he going to take the hits? I just look at him and his size, and then you throw pads on him. I don't think he's too worried about anybody. I really don't.
Yeah, and I think you play with the rules that you're supposed to play under, meaning that if part of the NBA game is the flopping and the histrionics, then you do that. You know that doesn't work in the NFL, so you don't do that. And it's not like this is a guy that's afraid of physical contact. There are a lot of – you look around the NFL, and there are people that are just – sure, they're freakishly skilled players. And I'm not trying to minimize that. I'm not trying to say, oh, any Joe could step off the street and play. This is a freakish athlete. It's kind of, it makes me think of Julian Edelman, right? And the story of how Julian Edelman found was that it was actually a sports writer in Texas who called Belichick and said, I don't know what position this guy can play, but he is an athlete. You need to check him out. And of course, Edelman was a quarterback. And look at the career that Edelman turned out. Now, he's a little guy. He's not somebody whose body type makes you say, oh my goodness, this is somebody that could dominate on a football field. Transfer that to LeBron James, who does have that body type, who we do know is an absolutely elite athlete. We're talking about one of the all-time best players in the NBA, not just a guy who played small college football. So, I think it's interesting that it comes up now. I always feel that's a little bit self-serving to some degree, but I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that he would have played he would have been able to play if he really wanted to commit himself to doing so. And I don't think it would have just been a vanity project like Michael Jordan trying to play Major League Baseball.
Well, you thought that was a vanity project. Ooh.
Well, isn't it sort of my job to say something that makes you go, ooh, I feel like you're not happy with me unless you have something to argue about with
me. That's not true. I kind of wish he would have done it back in 2011. Like, I feel there's something left on the table. There's a little something left on the table with LeBron because this isn't the first time fans have wondered. And now he's kind of spoke about it in his own television show or his own podcast show. So now you kind of wonder, okay, could he have done it? I kind of wish he would have tried.
Way to talk about it, but this is the best way because now it's like, I'm too old or it's not going to happen or whatever. I'm busy. You know, so it's like everybody instead says, ooh, what if, like me, who believes it could have happened, as opposed to being proven that he actually couldn't do it.
And you know what?
I mean, it really is kind of the best way to do it. Like, you don't have to play the game, but you act like you could have.
But that's actually the worst thing to do, because we can't help but compare him to Michael Jordan, and that's another one where Jordan wins, because Jordan at least had the pills to go try another sport in the middle of his career.
Okay, so let me ask you that. Is this like a huge part of your life in Cleveland, debating who is really the greatest of all time?
No, not really. We bring it up every so often.
It was when LeBron was here.
Yeah.
LeBron left it. A bunch of people, they turned on him again for whatever reason. And they
but
their
see,
reasons,
I never get
did.
That. Like, I don't really understand what the point in arguing across different eras, different styles of play, different levels of competition. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, who's the greatest quarterback of all time? Who's the greatest right fielder of all time? Who's the greatest pitcher? I mean, how do you compare somebody who played in the 1940s to somebody who played in the 2000s to somebody who's playing in the 2020s? Hopefully playing in the 2020s.
It's fun.
All right, Didi, who's the best red zone anchor of all time?
I can't answer that. I really can't. I mean, again, I don't feel like, wait a minute, I just totally, that went over my head completely. There's only one red zone anchor, isn't there?
There's two, depending on your cable provider.
Well, that's not fair to compare Scott and Andrew, because I feel like
you don't have
to work for different
here it
networks.
Goes. Oh, God. Just pick one and go. I like
no,
Dustin more
both
than
my
I like
friends.
Bull.
I refuse.
I'm willing to say. But Adam and Dustin are my friends. I just picked Dustin over Bull. I don't care.
Do you pick a favorite child?
Yeah, I told you. It's Eli.
By a mile.
Consistent? Like it's always Eli? That's it?
Yeah,
always?
Eli's my special. He's my special guy. Eli's my special one.
And you tell the other two that as well?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
if I have
incentive.
To. If I have to, yeah, it's an incentive. I told you that. I told you I plan on raising
And Liz
my
doesn't get upset with you for, like, openly saying that?
I don't care if she gets upset with me or not. I rule the roost around these parts.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
You don't believe any of that. Stop. Go ahead, Lyle. I'm sorry.
All right, Aditi,
I mean, I feel like if you rule the roost, you wouldn't have gotten that haircut, but okay.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I look like a rooster, so what the hell? Go ahead, Tom.
He is working on it. All right, Aditi, looks like there's some positive momentum. Some states are saying, all right, pro sports, we're ready to rock and roll. But there are also some teams like the Browns and the Ravens who said not so fast on opening up the facilities to everybody. How do you think this ends up working out? Do you think there's going to be any advantages for some teams over the others?
You know, I really, in some ways, and I have said that I do think that veteran teams have an advantage, so that remains. But, you know, Sean Payton was on our CBS show a week or so ago, and I got to talk to him for quite a while. And he said even if everything was lifted and even if the NFL allowed mandatory minicamp, he has already told his team, you just stay with your families. We don't need that. And what he said was that, look, like after the lockout, they all got together only in August and they played a season and it was fine. And he said, of course, they're lucky because they have so many pieces back because it is the same coaching staff, because they're running the same thing. I do think a team like Cleveland that has so many new parts is indeed sort of at a disadvantage as compared to the Ravens or the Steelers or the Saints who have a lot of continuity. But I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal for a team like the Ravens to say, you know what, we're not ready to yet fully open everything up from a competitive standpoint. I also appreciate the fact that they're saying, okay, we want to be 100% sure that it's completely safe to do so. But it will be interesting, you know, like my boss and I were just talking about this yesterday. We are very, very hopeful and very, very optimistic that there will be a season. We are not so sure there will be fans in the stand, but what will that look like for media?
You need fans in the stands.
Will we be allowed in a press box to sit apart? There probably won't be any one-on-ones. We probably won't be allowed into locker rooms. There probably won't be scrums. Everything will probably be podium. But what about during the week? Will we be allowed into the facility during the week to do daily coverage?
That's probably the way they want it. Go ahead, Tone.
Well, yeah.
Well, when I talk about the positive momentum, I mean, you saw colleges now start to say, and you could argue, is this them buckling for the money? And, you know, don't we have to see what the next 2 months are, especially as social distancing goes away to some extent? Like, what is this going to look like? Do you think in the end the NFL is going to continue and thrive now with or without fans? Still very much debatable just because it's too big to fail?
Yes. I mean, do you need more? Because I don't doubt the longevity or the strength of the NFL. And I do think that the NFL will weather this however it needs to weather it. And I'm hopeful that there will indeed be a vaccine at some point. I'm hopeful that we will get past this in some way, that we will return to, I don't know that life will be exactly like it was 6 months ago. You know, it sort of makes me think of pre-9/11. Remember going through, are either of you old enough to remember going through an airport without taking your shoes off?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
So, you know, like, sure, the world is going to change a little bit, but I do expect a return to sporting events and fans and excitement and all of that energy. Just this year may look a little different.
Technically, I'm old enough. I just didn't fly ever until my honeymoon.
Aditi, really?
Yeah. Liz started crying because she didn't realize how afraid I was to fly. She thought I'd be perfectly fine with it. And I wasn't, like, crying or anything. I was just, I had the Delta in-flight magazine, and I had it open to one page, and I was sitting there listening to Mitch Hedberg stand up, and I would not turn the page because I was afraid if I turned the page, I would jinx us, and we'd all die. I was that afraid. I'm still afraid to fly.
See, so I got on a plane when I was just a few months old. We put our son on a plane when he was 4 months old. It is one of my great disappointments that my daughter, who is now 8 months, actually has yet to be on a plane. But part of that was, you know, she was a preemie, she couldn't fly in the winter, and now nobody's flying. I feel like
congratulations on all your success.
No, I mean, like, the point is that you get on the plane as a kid, you don't know otherwise.
True.
You don't have time to be afraid. It's kind of like the way you see little kids on skis and they're zipping around, and the older people who get on skis for the first time when they're older,
yeah,
are nervous because they know what can happen.
Damn, that's a really good point.
The moral of my story here is make sure you fly with your kids, Ken. Don't let them be strapped by your fear.
Ah, to hell with them.
Man, I have very different advice, which is don't bring your kids on the plane. I don't know. Or smell them or anything.
Lima hates children, especially on planes. I can hear your kids yelling in the background. Is that what it would be like?
Yeah,
on a plane,
I know. And children? Can you also see me shooting laser glares at my husband to please pick up?
Oh, it's no
the one that actually I think it's my son who just did. Oh my god, guys, I think it's my 4-year-old son who is calming my daughter.
Now would masks it's not perhaps actually muffle the sound on an airplane from a child, from a screaming baby?
You know, I was lucky. Nico never screamed on a plane. And I haven't, you know, yet I have some, she just eyeballed me. She's going to cry again. She has a favorite in the family. Ken has a favorite in his family. Well, just so it is known, both of my children think that I'm their favorite. Well,
obviously, they
I don't believe I'm my husband's favorite, but I am my children's favorite.
My son's favorite.
It never really bothers me. I mean, they're kids. Like, we were kids one day. Do you think you never cried as a kid? I never understand people who are rude to, you know, like, no parent wants their kid crying on a plane. So the other people that give those parents nasty looks, like, what's wrong with you? You think you never cried?
Take that, Anthony.
I guess I've always just wondered, and I catch a lot of heat for this all the time because people bring up grandparents and this and that, but why do kids need to travel at an age to where they'd still be that unruly and screaming? What parts of the world do they need to see? Do they need to climb Mount Everest? What do they need to do?
Okay, well, first of all, kids are really probably the most unpredictable creatures ever. So you don't know that they're going to be unruly and screaming. There's a better than even chance that they won't be unruly and screaming, and they'll be wonderful.
Next to me, Aditi, if they're sitting next to me, they're going to be unruly.
Well, maybe that's a you thing. Maybe that's a you thing.
Maybe.
Aditi.
I think. Hey, just so everybody knows, we're joking around with each other, and we really like each other. Well, at least I really like you, Lima. I mean,
last week
or 2 weeks ago, I had all these people on Twitter being like, Lima didn't mean it. And I was like, I was never offended.
Reckless speculation.
Okay. Aditi, question. Ready?
Listening. Here we go.
Joe Burrow or Baker Mayfield, answer the question.
I'm not answering the question.
Answer the question. You're a reporter. Answer the question.
Okay,
we
you
have
know what?
You on to
I've
give your opinion.
I don't know what the question is. If you mean,
would you rather
would
have Joe Burrow or Baker Mayfield?
At this very moment? At this very moment, on Tuesday morning, I would take Baker Mayfield because he has actually played in the NFL and Joe Burrow hasn't. If
boy, that was real hard to answer, wasn't it? Boy, that was so hard to answer. Jeez, was that hard.
Well, because you were saying who would you want long-term. I can't answer that.
I didn't say long-term. I said who would you rather have. That's the only thing I asked. I didn't say long-term.
But rather have for what?
For
one game? For 1 minute? For 20 years?
Who would you rather have? Who would you rather have? Joe Burrow or Baker Mayfield?
Be more specific. Be more specific in your question,
I don't need to be more specific. Joe Burrow or Baker Mayfield?
Well, I said for this very second, for this moment, I'd take Baker Mayfield.
Oh, jeez.
But that's only because I haven't seen Joe Burrow play in the NFL. I reserve the right to...
Oh, you reserve the right?
A different answer.
Okay. All right.
If the question is clarified...
We're finished here.
Or
Andrew Siciliano or Scott Hansen?
She's not answering.
But again, these are these open questions. For what? For the position of anchor?
This is what we do during the pandemic.
We're leaving. Goodbye.
Wait, so do you do this, Aditi Kinkabala, or...
I'm done. And then she said a name that, oh, there we go. Well, you know what? We had that coming. That's my fault. 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carver with Anthony Lyman, live on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.